On this episode of the podcast, we talk about self-love. I talk about what it means to me. I talk about some practices that I use to enhance my love for myself, to show myself love. I talk about how to pull yourself out of dark holes when you forget to love yourself, because that happens in life. And also how I've been able to crack my heart open when walls have been shut down and I have not been open and willing to crack the heart open in the ways that I have. How do I shift through that? Some great tips and great fun in that. So enjoy this episode of the podcast. I am Carrie Norley, and I am The Wealth Alchemist and author of the international best-selling book, The New Wealth: Magnetize Abundance, Hold Your Wealth, and Leave a Legacy. I mentor, clear, and activate people into a new level of wealth. I also educate you about safe, stable, and constantly flowing ways to get into the cryptocurrency space through decentralized finance. I believe we can live a life of infinite joy, love, abundance, bliss, and peace. It is my passion to help you break through your blocks around growing your wealth and creating your dreams. This podcast is dedicated to sharing insights and tools that will make an actual difference in your life and help you increase your wealth in this new paradigm that we are living in. Welcome to the Wealth Alchemist Podcast. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Wealth Alchemist Podcast. My name is Carrie Norley, and today I'm excited to talk to you about self-love. Self-love is a thing that I think gets thrown around a lot in the personal development space. And I know that for me, as I have been journeying as a personal journey on the space and professional as a mentor and coach in this space for the last 16 years, my goodness, it's a big topic of conversation. And I know when I first started, and I think there's like levels of this, and that's kind of what I want to talk about and just channel on today in self-love. We're going to go through a few different things. But I think one of the things that we get to look at is the levels, and depending on where you are on your journey is to the level of love that you can allow yourself to have for yourself. And so I know some of the things that maybe happened when I first started hearing about self-love, it was like, look at yourself in the mirror, look in your eyes, love yourself, which is totally amazing and so important. A great tip. But before I even get there, actually, before I even go to that and give you some more thoughts on self-love and things we can do, I want to share, actually, what does it mean for me to have self-love, which is kind of what I was talking about in these different layers and levels. So for me, self-love is truly about honoring ourselves. It's about loving on ourselves. It's about showing ourselves the way that we want other people to treat us, but we treat ourselves that way because we love ourselves enough to. And it sounds easy in theory, to honor ourselves, to love ourselves, to nurture ourselves, to take responsibility for the things that we know we get to do that would show us love. It sounds easy in words in many ways, right? But the reality comes when all of our stuff and all of our conditioning comes up. And for so many of us, it's like, first of all, we're not worthy of it. So then we sabotage the ways that we can love ourselves. We have different ways of hurting ourselves that we've been conditioned through suffering, through our family dynamics, through conditioning of the world, right? Like the world conditions us to suffer. The world tells us constantly through media, through politics, through far out friendships, through so many different everywhere. We are constantly being bombarded with suffering, and that we aren't worthy enough, and that we aren't deserving enough, and we aren't beautiful enough, and we aren't pretty enough, and we aren't smart enough, and we aren't good enough, and nothing's ever right. And the list goes on, right? There's all the things that make us too much and not worthy. And it's not true. It's not true. And so the first part of really learning to love ourselves is recognizing how much of what we are playing out in our minds that stops us from loving ourselves in the first place is simply conditioning. It is family ancestral lines. It is the conditioning of generation upon generation on this planet. And when we can start to recognize that so much of this is not true, like if you ask yourself, am I not smart enough? Is that really true? Am I not beautiful enough? Is that really true? Am I not? No, none of it. All of the things that you're telling yourself, none of it's true. None of it's true. It's just a story you tell yourself. And the same story that you tell yourself is what you then go out and create in the world. Not so great, is it? Not so great if we're telling ourselves a story of disempowerment, right? So in that same breath, we could be telling ourselves instead a story of enlightenment, of love, of joy, of bliss, of abundance, of peace, of all the things that you desire in your life. So what story are you telling yourself in which you allow yourself to say yes to love or to push it away? I mean, we also get to dig into, of course, as you dive deeper and deeper into this work that I, you know, I do this with my clients on a regular basis, because to me, the true fact of loving ourselves is part of wealth creation. Right? Because when we love ourselves, we allow ourselves to receive the pleasure, to receive the abundance, to receive love, to receive joy, to receive the goodness of life. And that is wealth, right? Wealth is not just money, which of course it is money. We do want to increase our financial wealth. And also our health and our the love that we have and our beautiful relationships and the connections that we have in life. And all of that is 100% possible. First step is to realize how many ways that you stop yourself from even believing that you're worthy of loving yourself. And then we wonder why other people don't love us, or we think they don't love us. I know for me, this is, I don't speak about this because I read it in a book. I understand this because it's a journey I've been on. It's a journey as humans, I think all of us at some level have been on. Love is tricky, right? Love, it can be challenging to open our hearts, and we've opened our hearts and they've been broken before, and we've done not nice things, and other people have done not nice things to us. And it's messy, you know, the human emotion of love can be feeling pretty messy. And so it can feel really messy to love ourselves. And so it's really important that we start to look at how can we open our hearts and our souls to love ourselves and trust ourselves and honor ourselves so that we can also love others and others can love us. And we can create a beautiful, beautiful ripple of love around this planet. I firmly believe that if we all resonated the vibration of love, if we look at the scale of consciousness from David Hawkins, lower energy emotions like fear, guilt, shame, hate, anger, dogma, said emotions, right? Like all these really dense lower level emotions, they are lower on the scale of vibration. Then we go all the way up to peace and enlightenment. And in the middle is love. And if we all vibrated, so each of them, it's been shown, each of them has their own vibration. Each emotion has their own vibration. And so the less dense emotions that we carry within ourselves, the more that we can unwind and unravel and release these emotions from being stuck and entwined in our bodies, in our field, in our energy field, the lighter we become, the lighter that we vibrate, the more that we become attractive energetically and the more magnetic that we become, because we're not carrying into these lower level densities of emotions. And so if we all vibrated at love, imagine what this planet would be like, right? But it starts with us. It starts with us. And actually, I'll say one of the things that I do with people currently, I don't know that I'll always do this, but currently as I'm recording this podcast, I spiral people. It's a one-on-one process. It's a 10-step currently, actually not even, I'm not even going to say that. Spiral is a process. It is an ongoing process that I take my clients through that goes through all these, not all of the emotions, but 22 of the top emotions. And so things like fear, guilt, grief, dogma, shame, love, truth, trust, enlightenment, many of our biggest emotions. And we clear them and we shift your relationship, which is ultimately currently triggering off things that are not serving you anymore. And so then we release the density that comes with that emotion, because it's not that you release the emotion itself. You will always be able to feel into, tap into, experience emotion at all levels. You are human. It is the trigger response that we have to said emotions that we get to clear. And through that, we have a completely new look on life. It's one of the most phenomenal experiences that I can possibly tell you about in any way, shape, or form. So if you're really actually wanting to shift your relationship with yourself, clear these emotional patterns that are triggering you into things that are not serving you right now, and allow yourself to live from a far, far higher vibration and way more into the vibration of love for yourself and for others, I totally invite you to come in and spiral and let me know, say, send me a message and just let me know that you want to spiral with me and we'll have a conversation about it. It's a deep dive. It is one of the most powerful things you will probably ever do. And I love the honor it is to be able to walk people through this process. So on that note that we just had my little spiral ad for you guys, that seems so perfectly appropriate there. Back to this whole concept of love as well. It's just like the more that we can clear out those dense energies, the more that we can allow ourselves to be and feel love. So what are some practices that you can do to be able to open your heart to love? Now, I think, first of all, just sitting with yourself. You know, it's something that I know as somebody who has been this bipolar tendency journey that swings between places. I know somebody that, as somebody that has, you know, like many, goes through addictions to technology, to filling voids, to food, to all the things that, you know, we all at some level have a vice, right? Whatever your vice is. It can be really tricky to want to sit and to allow ourselves to sit in our emotions, and it can feel really freaking uncomfortable, and we don't necessarily want to do it. That's why we fill ourselves with a void. Fill the void with something, right? Fill the void with something, whatever your vice is. And the more that I work this, the more that I am working to let go of some of these vices and be okay in that space, be okay in the space of feeling yourself, no matter what it is. And to be able to sit and just be. You don't have to react to it. Just sit with it, just be with it and be aware of it and allow it to move through you, or allow it to activate you, or allow yourself to feel the love well up inside of you. If it's love or if it's joy, you know, if we start to get into the angry places, like you can feel angry and express it in a healthy way. Go and get some pillows and smash pillows into beds and whatever until you come back to the point of stillness where you can come into the space of peace and love in your heart again. And it can be a really beautiful way to learn to express emotions in a healthy way and learn to be with the really impactfully beautiful, powerful emotions that we have. So that's number one thing I would say. It's a practice that it's a regular day. It's a daily thing that you can always be doing. I, of course, love to go and self-love through self-care. I think that it is one aspect that we can look at. And I know for me, sometimes it can be the easy way to outsource that, right? Outsource loving myself by I'm going to go and have a massage, or I'm going to go and have my hair done, or I'm going to buy myself a piece of jewelry, or whatever the thing is, right? And to look for something external, which is awesome and fun, and do the thing. And how can I love myself in each moment? How can I nurture myself in each moment? So it can also be something that I am definitely working on is my relationship with food. What does it look like to have a loving relationship with that, so that I am nurturing myself, not eating through emotions? It's definitely a big part of my journey that I deal with. And so part of that in loving myself is, how do I love myself in that way? How do I learn to listen to myself?
I want to give you a quick message before hopping back into this episode. Wealth Codes is here. I am so excited to be bringing this program to the world. If you have had enough of your limited glass ceilings that you have placed on yourself and your financial reality, and you are ready to shift your relationship with money and wealth into a beautiful, abundant one, this program is for you. I have created a space to dive deep and explore all the facets that are holding you back from bringing in your next level of financial abundance. There are plenty of money mindset programs out there, but they will only get you so far if you are only focusing on your mindset. You are a multidimensional being, so this program looks at all aspects of you and helps you shift your financial reality from a mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, and physical space. We have content clearing and activation sessions each month to help you clear the stuff keeping you from living your wildest dreams. If you are ready for a next level wealth reprogramming experience, join me in this program. Head on over to carrienorley.com/wealthcodes to get more information. I am so excited to see you on the inside of this program and witness you as you create your dreams.
One of my other favorite ways to love myself is through dance. Dance to me is such a beautiful expression of love. I just do dance to express, and it's beautiful. It's such a beautiful thing, and it's such a beautiful gift to give myself the time to do that and to move and just honor my body and nurture my body and move my body and touch my body and feel expressive in my body feels amazing, which actually leads to self-pleasure. And that's another way that we can love ourselves. There are so many ways for self-pleasure. If you want to know more about self-pleasure, there is an entire podcast on it with Victoria Redbard. I highly recommend, if you want to be heated up around this topic of self-pleasure, go and listen to that. It is around episode, I want to say, 20, somewhere between 20 and 25, I can't remember, but somewhere in that realm, she'll be in there. She's amazing, amazing, amazing. I highly recommend it. It's how we live a life of pleasure. Yes, there's so many ways. There are so many ways that we can nurture and love ourselves. I'd love to hear from you. Like, pop it onto social media and let me know. Share this podcast and let us know what are ways that you love on yourself. And let's help and share the message of love, because it's so important. If we don't do this for ourselves, then who's going to? Like, why would we expect that other people would? Right? And so we get to nurture ourselves first, and through that, fill our own cups first, so that, because this is a big problem in society right now, especially, well, both, I'd say both men and women. Both women, men and women can fall in this category right now. Trying to help other people from an empty cup, right? When we haven't been filling our own cup first. And so even look around your life and ask yourself, where am I giving my energy to other people before I fill my own cup? And what can I do to fill my own cup first? How can I love on myself first? I did a Clubhouse call with this topic. And if you don't know about our Clubhouse group, we have a Clubhouse group that we talk most Fridays. It's called the High Vibe Entrepreneur Club. And we record Fridays. There's a group of us, about four of us, that show up every Friday and talk quantum wealth. It is so much fun. And one of the topics we did was actually the self-love topic. And one of the questions that I asked everybody, and I thought I would ask here as well, is ask myself to share with you, of course. How do you pull yourself out of dark holes when you forget to love yourself? Because I think this is something that we don't talk about enough of. And as you know, if you've listened to my podcast long enough, it's something that I'm quite happy to share about, because I think we need to talk more about this stuff in the darkness. And it's so easy when we're in the high places in life to love on ourselves. But what happens when it gets hard? And what happens when we start to question everything, and when we're in dark holes and everything looks really hard and heavy and we're pushing? Well, the answer to that ultimately becomes, you know, how do we pull ourselves out? You know, for me, it's one step at a time. One step at a time, one choice at a time. And it can be really, really challenging in those moments to do big things. And so even like a little thing, what's one little action step that you can take today that would be nurturing for yourself? Maybe it's just that you, I'm just sitting here thinking like, tickle your arm. I love when I have my arms tickled. It feels so nice. Maybe it's just that you do that today to love on yourself. Maybe it's that you put on an audiobook. This is really helpful for me when I'm in dark moments, really freaking helpful. Audiobooks that are empowering audiobooks. And I put them on and I do my stuff that I have to do or whatever I'm doing for the day or driving or whatever it is, getting ready, and put this empowering audiobook on. Pick your book of choice or a podcast. Come onto this podcast is a great option. Whatever it is for you, something empowering to put into your ears so that your mind isn't going over and over and over, looping in your head, telling you the shitty stuff that it would be telling you otherwise. And so when we can start to change the story that's in our mind, again, coming back to the beginning of this, the conditioning and the stories that are playing out in our mind, the easier it is to be able to shift the story in your reality. And the more that we look for everything that we desire, including loving ourselves, the more that we tell ourselves that we're worthy of it, the more that it becomes our reality. And so that is a super helpful tip for you in case you need that. But just remember, one day at a time. And I'm gonna have a guess that if you're listening to this podcast, you've probably been in that place maybe more than one time. I know I have. And the other thing that I remember in those moments in that aspect is I've been here before. I found the light before. I can find it again. And I just invite you to keep looking. Always keep looking for that light wherever it is and never stop looking for that light. You know, especially right now, there's been a lot in the world with mental health stuff and a lot of people that are, you know, suicidal and depressed. And there is a light. There is a light. There's a way that you can reach out to get help if you're actually in that space. Therapists that are there for you. There's all sorts of people online to help with these situations. And so if you're actually in that place of darkness, please, please, please reach out for help. And otherwise, if you're just in a dark place in your life and, you know, life is tough, which happens, happens to the best of everybody. Remember that light. Remember that it's always there for you. And one more question that I had at this Clubhouse challenge that I want to answer here as well. Not the Clubhouse challenge, the Clubhouse call, is how have you allowed yourself to crack open more and move through those layers when it can be really tricky in our hearts, right? That it can be like we close off or we have been closed off and we want to open ourselves to more and more love. I spoke with Danielle Bolton about Bobinsana. Again, that's a podcast episode. Go look for that. We talked about plant medicine. Psychedelics and plant medicine is what that one was called. And we talked about Bobinsana. And Bobinsana is an amazing, amazing, amazing heart opener. It actually has very little in the way, like you don't feel like if you were to like on this podcast, we dive into this. So please go and check it out. But in the thing that's really cool about Bobinsana, different about Bobinsana than many plant medicines is there is no feeling to it. So a lot of these other plant medicines, there might be a psychedelic aspect or there might be a mind altering aspect. This actually has no feeling at all. And yet it's super duper magical. So you can go hear my story that I share about how I cracked my heart open through this medicine on that podcast. Things have even eventuated even more so since that to like just be open more and more and more and more love in my life. Which has been so phenomenal, but go listen to the podcast to hear that. The other piece is that I can say, if you're not going to want to go do Bobinsana, which is not, you know, it's not for everybody. That's cool. If you do go and listen to that, reach out to Danielle. She runs groups around it on occasion. So she can help you through that. But the other thing is having conversations that push us out of our comfort zones. This has been a new way for me to actually crack open because I think a lot of times we don't actually tell the deep truth. We don't actually say the thing that's truly on our heart. We say this like right above that layer. And in doing so, we don't open vulnerably because we're too afraid that if we do, we will be hurt. But in not doing so, we hurt ourselves over and over and over again, because that loop that we're playing out that we're too afraid to talk about because we're afraid of what the other person may say, think, do, how, react, or whatever, or we haven't even seen or realized that that's the thing for us in the first place. So it can just be that you're not even having the awareness around it yet. Is that to have a conversation that is the deep level conversation. Now, obviously you're not going to have that conversation until you have the awareness, but as this bubbles, right? Because we roll back, we peel back in layers, right? So as this bubbles to the surface, be willing to have the conversations that you haven't had so that you can have a new understanding and a new way of showing up in relationships and a new appreciation. And that might even be having the conversation with yourself. Right? That might even be having the conversation with yourself and being willing to look at yourself in a really deep, loving way and say, am I really showing up for myself? How can I shift these things? How can I be better and kinder to myself? Where am I ashamed of things? Where am I disappointed in myself? Where am I beating myself up? These types of questions and really having conversations around like how you want to be with yourself can be really, really, really powerful and impactful. And they can also be when you have friendships, business partnerships, intimate relationships, whatever they look like, to really start to have the deeper level conversation and be willing to put it on the table, even if it's scary, even when it's super duper uncomfortable, be willing to show up in your vulnerable self. And that's what will crack your heart open. And maybe it won't go 100% the way that you want it to. And maybe you will get hurt, but if you're not being honest, aren't you being hurt already? Or aren't you hurting yourself already? So there's my download for the day around self-love and love and connection in general. I hope that it has helped you. If, as I said earlier in this episode, if you're interested in doing some deeper dive work into clearing your emotional baggage around love, around money, around wealth, I would love to support you in that, whether it's through Spiral, whether it's through some emotional clearing or some quantum clearing work with Wealth Alchemy work. I love, love, love watching my clients unravel this stuff so that they can show up and love themselves to the best of their ability and then be able to go out from that space and create their dreams through magnetic, amazing ways. If that's you, let me know, send me a message, email me, carrie@carrienorley.com, or reach out to me on any of the social media channels. Facebook is facebook.com/carrienorley1 and Insta is @knorley. Let me know. I'd love to speak with you. Until the next episode, have a great week.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you love what you heard, please help us get this message out to more people because together we rise. Please review it, subscribe to the show, and share on social media. When you share, please tag me. On Insta, I'm @CarrieNorley, and on Facebook, I'm facebook.com/CarrieNorley1, or Carrie Kaplan Norley is my official name there. Please come and connect with me on social media and say hello. I love hearing from my listeners. And thank you so much for your support. I'm so excited to help you bring in the new wealth.